Say, this is Mom Talk with Denise LaRosa.
Mom Talk with Denise LaRosa.
Hi, this is Denise LaRosa, and you're listening to Mom Talk with Denise LaRosa, a podcast show created by a mom for moms. I do not take for granted that you have a lot on your plate, yet you are taking the time to listen to my show. I am truly grateful. Today's podcast is brought to you by the Pittsburgh Association for the Education of Young Children, a founding partner in the Pre-K for PA campaign. Pre-K for PA launched in January 2014 as a nonpartisan issue campaign with the goal to ensure that every 3- and 4-year-old in the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania will have access to high-quality pre-kindergarten by 2018. Today, nearly 11,000 individuals, 550 organizations, and over 100 leadership council members have joined the campaign to ensure that investing in our children is the right choice and an urgent necessity. Join Pre-K for PA on its mission by visiting www.prek4pa.org today. Be sure to stay connected by visiting www.denisenlarosa.com, following me on Twitter at @DeniseNLaRosa, and liking my Facebook page, Mom Talk with Denise LaRosa. It is my hope that Mom Talk with Denise LaRosa will motivate, inspire, and inform you along your journey in motherhood. So let's dive in. Are you kind online? I mean, seriously, are you modeling kind behavior for your children online? Social media has taken cyberbullying to a whole other level that's nasty and has even led some teens and adults to commit suicide. What has happened to our society that people feel like they can say whatever they want to whoever they want without consequences? I want you to imagine something for a moment. Imagine you're a blogger and you've written a blog post about marriage for the Huffington Post. That blog post is accompanied by one of your wedding photos. So you're anxiously awaiting feedback in the comments section in regards to the content you've written. What you soon discover are not comments about what you wrote, but rather comments about how you look. One man even calls you a heifer. Well, this happened to today's guest, and after guest appearances on the Today Show, Inside Edition, and more, she has turned that painful experience into an opportunity to educate our youth and adults on how to be kind online. Galit Breen is a wife, mother of 3 beautiful children, and a former educator who is now a writer on her blog, These Little Waves, and many media outlets. Galit's first book, Kindness Wins, is a simple, no-nonsense guide to teaching our children how to be kind online, and it's published by BookTrope Publishing. In my humble opinion, this book should be a staple in middle school classrooms across the country. I recently had the opportunity to speak with Galit about her mission to spread kindness virtually and personally, and I must say we are kindred spirits. So let me warn you, we do a lot of laughing and you can hear a smile throughout our entire conversation. Please take a listen for some insight on what your children are doing online and how you can help them be warriors for virtual kindness.
Galit, I am so excited about this interview because Kindness Wins is just on my top 5 books to recommend because I just love how it's laid out. You give us actual tangible action steps to take to be kind online. It's not just one of those books, like I said off the record, that you read and you're like, okay, I just read about how to be kind online. You actually give us tools, parents, educators, and our youth, tools to put into action to just really take a step back and realize that everything we do online does matter, just like it would face-to-face. So thank you for that.
Thank you. My goodness, that's such a generous intro.
Oh, you got it. It's well-deserved, well-deserved. So I wanted to ask first and foremost, because one of the things that I love about you, I love so many things about you. You're just a wonderful, sweet spirit. But you're a mother, writer, and you said you were an educator, and I am a former teacher myself. So that really stood out to me. So tell me, how did you come to this place where you're really advocating for kindness online as a mother, a writer, an educator? Because I really feel your sense of urgency. So take us back to how you became inspired to go on this journey.
Okay, so this is my story. So I had been blogging and freelancing for about 6 years, and I did what we writers do. I wrote a little tidy article about marriage on the Huffington Post, and a couple of days later, I went and I checked the comments, thinking I can handle dialogue about marriage and having people disagree with me on what I think about that. But what I found there were comments about my weight and how I looked in my wedding dress. One guy called me a heifer, and I was not ready for that. As it turned out, I didn't have that tough skin that I thought I did. And I went to, you know, a really sad place, but I knew right away that I wanted to do something about it. And so I screen capped those comments, and I kept them on my desktop until I could do something productive with them. And I did. A couple months later, I wrote a second article calling out my cyberbullies and really just saying two things, saying that we don't need to be talking about people's bodies the first time we're in contact with them, and we need to be nice to each other online. And it was that message that went viral and that ended up on TV and in all those wonderful places, which I thought said a lot of really good things about the world we live in. That's what people wanted to talk about, is that we do need to treat each other better online. And it really wasn't that long after that my own kids wanted to be online. So right after I had just had this cyberbullying experience, I thought, oh, I am not sure if I want to send my own kids to a place where this is normal, where people can be talked to that way. So I thought, I can do something about this. I can take my 6 years of experience with social media and my 10 years and my master's of education and what it takes to teach kids, and I can put it together to something that would really make a change for us and kind of create a culture of kindness online instead of one where cyberbullying is normal.
I love that. And just thank you. I mean, isn't it amazing, Galit, how something negative can always be turned into a positive?
It can, as long as you're ready for it, right? I always think a couple of people have asked me, oh, it seems so easy for you to come back, and it wasn't. I would never want to tell kids or anyone else who's being cyberbullied that just pick yourself up, you got this, you know? But what I would say is that after you've had a chance to be a little sad and after you've had a chance to kind of, you know, feel that's okay, feel it, go ahead and reach out and tell people what happened, because once I did, that is when the good stuff happens. I was able to find other like-minded people. People stood up for me. People also said, hey, I believe in kindness too. And I wasn't alone anymore once I spoke up.
Wow. It just gives me goosebumps, because I literally went on this journey with you as I was hearing you talking about it now. And then also, of course, I've done my research. I've been following you. I'm a huge fan. And I just can't imagine, you know, your wedding day and your writing. You know, those are things for me personally that are really vulnerable, personal moments for me myself. So I'm just trying to wrap my head around how you went through that experience and the strength that you ultimately showed. But I love how you touched on the fact that it wasn't just easy for you. You didn't just get up and be like, oh, yeah, I'm going to fight this, you know, or I'm going to answer back. And I just love that. That makes it so real. And for those of us who encounter cyberbullying, to know that we're not alone. And it's okay to go through those roller coaster of emotions.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
So I love this quote by you. And I try not, when I have authors on, I try not to overstate the quotes, but I'm a quote gal, so I had so many quotes from your book marked, but this one really stood out to me personally. Education is our path to change. I love that quote, from one educator to another. And so indeed, it does seem like our education system prepares our children for so many things, from fire drills to sex ed. But I feel like we're missing the mark on educating our youth on the proper behaviors for being online. I mean, that's their home base now. I mean, that is so such a huge part of their life. So tell us about this amazing book and resource, Kindness Wins, and how parents and even schools can use it to prepare our tweens and teens for social media.
Okay, so having been a teacher myself, I know that the absolute best way to teach our kids anything is to have a direct lesson of what we want them to know, and then give them a chance to practice and make mistakes, and then revisit that lesson, and then try again. So the problem with social media is that we're the first generation of parents and educators to raise digital kids without having been digital kids. So we can't rely on what we were taught to frame up the questions that we need to ask our kids and the conversations that we need to have with them. So that is where Kindness Wins comes in. It doesn't necessarily tell you exactly what your kids should and shouldn't do online, because for sure every family, every classroom, every coach knows their kids best, and they will know what's best for them. But it does give the framework of the conversations that we need to have to get them there and to teach them what they need to think about and the habits they need to be on, the habits that they need to have to maneuver online.
Oh, that's great. And you know what, Galit? I love the end of each chapter. Can you explain a little bit more about how the action steps, I guess I would say, that you give at the end of each chapter. I just love that.
Absolutely. So I end each chapter with one resource for further reading, just something that helps you kind of see how I got to my thinking about that topic. Then conversation starters to have with our kids, but then also conversation starters to have with our peers. Because if we're creating a culture of kindness online, we have to teach the next generation, of course, but we also have to agree with each other that this is how we're going to be and this is how we're going to do things and that we're going to watch out for each other online. And then at the very end, I have three bulleted takeaways, just the heavy hitters, the things that you just want to fall back on when you revisit these topics with your kids and your peers.
So what do you feel is the biggest challenge that tweens and teens face when it comes to social media?
I love this question so much because it's so important to think about how much our kids are dealing with when it comes to social media, especially since we didn't experience it, right? So all of those bad days that we had in middle school and high school, theirs are amplified when they're online, right? They're so much bigger. So I think that even though there's a big list of probably things that they are dealing with, I think it comes down to two. And the first is that they are trying to do everything they're supposed to be doing as teens and teens. They are trying to be creative and they're trying to define themselves. They're trying to connect with their friends, but they're doing it in a space that doesn't have a whole lot of predecessors to it. and so they don't really know exactly how to do it. And so when they make mistakes online and when their friends make mistakes online, it's more often than not just because they don't know any better. They haven't been taught any different. I've been told a lot of times that people think that the reason that cyberbullying happens is because it's bad parents raising bad kids. And I'm sure that's sometimes true, but I think more often than not, we're all really truly doing the best we can. And we're sending the best kids we've got out to there to be online. You know what I mean? And I think we need to have these conversations with our kids to help them do better. They don't understand some of the mistakes that they're making, how they could hurt someone else.
I have more with Galit, but first, let's take a moment to thank our sponsor. The Pittsburgh Association for the Education of Young Children, also known as PACEY, works to support high-quality care and education for young children from birth until age 9 across 10 counties in southwestern Pennsylvania. PACEY provides professional development, community resources, and advocacy for the needs and rights of our children, their families, and the individuals who work with them. PACEY works to educate parents, individuals working in the field, and other stakeholders about the best practices in early childhood education and to help improve the quality of services provided to the children of our region. PACEY also works to communicate the value of early childhood education so that as a community, we can make wise investments in the future of our children. In addition, PACEY elevates the status of professionals working in the field of early childhood education so that we can continue to attract and retain individuals who are highly skilled and committed to children and their optimal development. PACEY is a founding partner in the Pre-K for PA campaign. As a parent and former elementary school teacher, I truly value the work that PACEY is doing. To learn more, please visit www.paeyc.org today.
And the second thing that I think is so hard for them, and it's very, very closely related, is that they don't realize how loud the internet is, how something that they put out there, a picture or a quote or a tweet or whatever it is, how far-reaching it can be, how quickly someone could screen cap it and text it to all of their friends or share it with all of their followers. And it happens so fast. And so, again, goes back to those direct conversations, teaching them that before they post it, they have to imagine everyone they know and these people they don't know seeing it.
Yeah. And you know what, Galit? I know this wasn't like one of my scheduled questions or prepared questions for a good old mom talk here or girl talk. I just have experienced cyberbullying myself, and one of the things that really maybe we can, you know, chat about here, you can give your insight, that I have discovered is some people, it's like a fifth wall, because I was a dancer, singer, and actress, not, you know, a famous one by any means, but, you know, I had experience in that world, and there was what we called the fifth wall, and I was one of those performers that I was much more comfortable on the stage than off, because there was that fifth wall, that invisible wall between and space between you and the audience. And so I feel like some people, like, let's just keep it real here, they are like big bad cyber bullies, like, and they're people that, like, if you, like, you'll see them in person and they'll be all nice to you, but then online they're just evil. I mean, I've had some experiences from people that I know, and I'm like, who the heck are you? Like, are you the same person? You know, they're like all of a sudden like attacking, you know, like attacking me, and then the people who feel like their voice is so, they want to be so loud. And it's like nobody can have an opinion that's different than theirs. Like if you just make a comment in your own space, then all of a sudden here they come attacking you and just bullying you from everything from your opinion to, you know, maybe your appearance or your beliefs. Political stuff I totally avoid online because I'm like, dear Lord, you know, but what's the deal with that? Because I've thought, like, I don't know, I can't imagine being a teen or a tween in this day and age with that fifth wall, because it seems like it makes some people who would otherwise not be bullies, it empowers them to be bullies.
I'm with you. I'm with you. It is just kind of this culture that we live in where it seems, it feels like it's okay. And so that is where I think all these conversations are so important, that we make them not okay. So we change it. We expect people to be kind and we're surprised when they're not. And so I talk a lot with my own kids about how do you disagree with someone? And that takes a lot of practice, don't you think? I think being told that someone disagrees with us or doesn't like our idea, I think we immediately tend to go to a defensive place. So we have to practice that with our kids. How do you not get defensive? How do you respond in a way that's respectful but still true to you when you're able to speak up? I can think of so many instances where I was bettered for having listened rather than talked. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's a skill. It's a skill to enter a conversation, not to prove you're right. And so we teach our kids on that, to be that side of things. And then the second lesson is, of course, that everything they say online should match exactly what they would say to someone in person. You're talking to another human being. And we just have to remind people, you've just kind of gone on this odd course in this culture that online that people have forgotten that there's someone on the other side.
Oh, my goodness, yes. And two very, very good points, which you cover in Kindness Wins. Like, it's just amazing. I actually have some friends of mine that are school counselors, and I'm highly recommending this book because it is a great tool. And not only for our school-age kids, but for adults. I mean, let's just keep it real here. I mean, I think there are a lot of adults that I probably would love to just personally hand this book to. You know, be like, Kindness Wins. And,
I think that there are some people that I want to give it to directly, exactly like you said. But then also, I think sometimes we make mistakes and then we realize it. If someone asked me the other day, have you ever made a mistake online? And I thought, oh my goodness, every day I make mistakes. Sometimes we just do, and we just need to agree to be able to help each other and watch out for each other and accept that help when we're given it. You know what it?
Yeah, I mean, that's what it's all about. And you are a woman after my heart, because I was voted friendliest girl in high school. And yes, I did pageants, and I was Miss Congeniality. So I'm a huge advocate for being kind. Now, with that being said, I did the episode, which that's where your book came up, with Dr. G, and yes. I admitted, even Miss Friendliest Girl over here has been the bully and the bystander as well, and not only back in the day in school, but even now online. I mean, I just literally last night was scrolling through my newsfeed on Facebook and saw something so hateful and so terrible. And it was written about someone who had actually passed away in my hometown. And you know what I did? I just kept scrolling. I said a little prayer for them, touched the screen, and just like kept going. And then I'm like, you know, I probably could have stood up for that person, you know, rest in peace. But, you know, I probably should have said something. I literally thought about your book and how you touched on that and ways to stand up, because that's also important. Wouldn't you agree, Galit? Like, not only to teach, and that's what your book does, it doesn't only teach us how to be kind, but it also teaches us how to stand up for ourselves and for others.
Absolutely. And I think the important thing to remember is to be easy on ourselves, because there are going to be times when every one of us and every one of our kids will fall into each of the categories. We might be a bully. We might be a bystander. We might be a victim. And we can't, the goal is not to be infallible, because that's impossible, right? We're going to make mistakes, and we're also going to make choices. Like maybe for you last night, it just wasn't the right time to engage. And that's okay. But then you had the conscious thought, and so maybe next time it will be. And so as long as we kind of are conscious of it and we're thinking about it, we have to be easy on ourselves.
Yes, I love that. And you're right. I mean, this is like therapy for me, because, you know, the lady's funeral was actually that day. And so maybe that wasn't the time to engage. You know what I mean?
No, absolutely. you know what, like connecting back or circling back to how we started the interview, remember I said I had to wait till I was in a better place to write that second article. I think that if I had done it right away, it wouldn't have been, I would have been more about me than the issue, about my feelings and my hurt versus issues. And sometimes we're just not ready and we have to respect ourselves. Absolutely.
Yeah. Oh, my goodness. I love this, and I love you. So speaking of you, my dear, how can we stay connected to you? Because I'm sure you're going to have a lot of great things ahead, and I already have Kindness Wins, a link to the book on my website, and I'll continue to advocate and promote because this is so important. I cannot state that enough. This is so important. So how can we stay connected to you?
Oh, thank you so much. I am excited to stay connected with you and with other people who are like you because you're so lovely. But I blog at These Little Waves, and I am on all forms of social media, Facebook and Twitter and Instagram, Pinterest. So whatever you use, connect with me. And if you just want to talk, I was going to say in person, if you just want to talk directly, I'm also very open to emails. I love getting those as well.
I am so excited to announce the launch of my 30 Days of Momspiration program in June. To find out more about this inspirational program for mothers and to sign up, be sure to visit www.deniseinlarosa.com and sign up for my newsletter so you can be the first to find out how you can find joy, peace, and inspiration for your journey in motherhood. Thank you for tuning in. Be sure to stay in touch with me by visiting www.deniseinlarosa.com, where you can sign up for my newsletter, get some valuable mommy resources, and giveaways. You can also follow me on Twitter at Denise and LaRosa, on Facebook, Mom Talk with Denise LaRosa, and or email me at denise@deniseandlarosa.com. You have been listening to Mom Talk with Denise LaRosa. I will leave you with this anonymous quote. To be kind is more important than to be right. Many times, what people need is not a brilliant mind that speaks, but a special heart that listens. Thank you for listening.